Ryan with Rock 94.7, the new music podcast here on Rock 94.7. Check out rock947.com. And we're talking with one of my buddies. And Matt, I'm going to call you my buddy because you guys have been stuck with me now for like a couple years.
We're for sure buddies now.
At this point. So awesome. Yeah. Talking with Matt with Blacktop Mojo, and it's going to go a lot better than last time we tried to talk to you on Facebook, because we couldn't. You're too important. You have the blue check mark, and it wouldn't let you in.
I guess that's what it was.
You were too big of a deal, and Kat came to the rescue on that, which was great. But did you guys got your fourth album coming out here August 13th?
Yes, sir.
You guys are going to be at Rockfest. We're going to see you out at Rockfest. So if everybody remembers you being out in Oshkosh a couple of years ago, coming out to Rockfest and Kadat. And check out you guys. And there's been so much happening with you guys, too. You got a couple of guys in the band are married now. Like, what happened? Oh, yeah. You guys are growing up.
We're growing up, moving out. Actually, just put the band house up on the market last week. Everybody's flying the nest, man. It's pretty crazy. But luckily, we're going on tour soon, so we'll all get to spend plenty of time with each other.
That's good. So if you're down in Palestine, Texas, that's where the house is at, right? Palestine?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're in Palestine, Texas,
come check it out.
If you know Matt on Facebook, he's got, I looked at the photos, man. They're nice. If I lived down there and I had the money, I'd think about buying it, but I don't see myself moving to Texas anytime soon.
Well, I mean, it's a good place to live, man. A lot of people moving there.
There is. Texas is one of the places that's very, very intriguing to a lot of people. So you guys got a ton of stuff going on. Show is coming up. But you guys, with your new single, Taillights, it's going to be on the Art of Spotlight this Friday. We are doing a special Blacktop Mojo 3 at 3 tomorrow for Thursday, because you guys are going to be at Rockfest. We're doing all Rockfest bands. Started a couple weeks ago, all the way through middle of July. And Matt, it's the first new music for you guys since you released the EP a little over a year ago. So kind of, what was your guys' inspiration for Taillights? So you got the video out for it as well.
Taillights is a song that actually... We were recording in January in Nashville there for a couple of weeks, tracking all the rest of the songs, and Taillights actually came. We didn't have that song written when we were there. And our producer had sent us a guitar track that I he had sent it to us a long time ago. And I just randomly found it in my phone one morning. And I was taking a shower, get ready to go to the studio. And we were listening to it, and just had some lyrics pop into my head. And, about fighting with your girlfriend. I'm sure that's the inspiration for a lot of songs. So we just sat down while the rest of the guys were tracking some stuff. We had a buddy of ours, Alex Smith, is a songwriter buddy of ours from Palestine as well. And he was up there visiting, and I just sat down in the little lounge area at the studio and was like, "Hey man, you want to help me write this song?" And we got some stuff together, and then we went back to the house we were staying at that night and stayed up till 4 in the morning drinking whiskey and finishing it. So,
not a bad night.
Yeah.
Not at all. It was not Alex Smith, the quarterback. He's not doing musical. He retired, but he's not doing music stuff now.
No. He's not. I wish. That'd be cool. He's on our album now.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. He's going to get credit for that one. Again, you guys, it's going to be the self-titled record from you guys. And I'm always curious when bands do this, because it seemed like when you and I were growing up, it was always the first album from a band that it was always seemed like the self-titled. At least that's what I always kind of got from it. And I've never asked a band this question. I've always been curious. What goes into the self-titled name of it? What inspires you to be like, you know what? We don't want to call it something. We want to call it Blacktop Mojo. So kind of what goes into that?
Well, not being creative with the name. No.
Okay. I'm
now we've been, this is our fourth record, like you said, and we feel like we kind of have found our sound, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to call it. And we feel like we're pretty good at recording now and kind of know what we're doing a little bit, that this is kind of a good representation of what our band is. And then also, we're big Alice in Chains fans, and their fourth record was actually their self-titled record as well.
Nice.
So that was kind of a cool link, you know,
mm-hmm.
between. And we were like, "Oh, well, they did it. We can probably do it too, right?"
Yeah, you might as well. I should have worn my Alice in Chains T-shirt today.
Yeah,
I'd have known that. That's cool. I love that. So, kind of, what should people expect then with this record, with this sound? Because obviously, you know, we played Can't Sleep for a while on the air, and you know, it was a good hard rocking tune in your face. Taillights is another rocking tune, but it's a little bit more subdued from you guys. Kind of,
yeah.
It's still a rocking song, but it's a longer tune from you guys. And kind of like the EP, it kind of reminded me of the EP that you guys had released last year. So kind of what should people expect with the record then?
There's a little bit of everything on this record. There's some heavy songs. There's some country sounding songs. There's some 80s power ballad sounding
nice.
Songs. And a little bit of everything in between. There's actually like three songs that are like, I kind of wanted to write a concept album, but I'm not smart enough to write a full concept album. So I just songs that kind of go together,
okay.
You know, with the same storyline going through the three songs, kind of in the middle of it. So it's a little bit of a hodgepodge of everything that we kind of do.
Awesome. Maybe we'll do the concept record on the next one. This is good. It's a good start for you.
Yeah, it's a warm up.
Yeah. You got to find your way with it. So I know new album again, Blacktop Mojo, fourth record out on August 13th, which is when you guys are also going to be out on the road. Well, you guys will be at Rockfest on that Friday. So come on out and see the guys in Blacktop Mojo. So kind of what does 2021 look for you guys when you want to release maybe some more new music? I know you teased it in your guys' Facebook Live video the other day. I watched that, and I know you said there's another single coming. And then you guys got a bunch of dates. So what does kind of the rest of this year look like for you guys?
Just a lot of touring, man. We got a lot of catching up to do from being stuck at home. They're booking up the second leg of our tour now, so hopefully we'll be touring well into Thanksgiving. So
what's the feeling like to get back on the road? I've asked a few bands this. It's a rather generic question, and obviously everybody's excited, but what is just the feeling like for you guys?
It's a little weird. It's definitely, hopefully we'll remember how to do it, you know. but it'll be cool to have that energy. There's nothing like the energy of being in a room with the live crowd, and just anything could go wrong in any second.
Yeah.
And everybody's there for it, you know what I mean? And you know, anything could go wrong in any second on a live stream, but you can't really tell who's watching.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Nobody's yelling at you or booing or like, what the fuck just happened here?
Right. Exactly. But it'll be cool to be able to share that energy and, you know, make some cool memories with people again.
Exactly. We're excited to see you out at Rockfest. Again, we're just we're less than a month out of Rockfest now in Cadott, which is amazing. We got more chance for you to win tickets here on the station. The guys in Blacktop Mojo are going to be there as well. And Matt, question I've been asking some bands too is, people are releasing singles, some are releasing EPs. Why was it the good idea for you guys to continue with the records? You've done it, you know, this is your fourth one now. So what kind of went in for you guys? Is just the love of the records, or kind of why did you guys want to continue that?
I mean, I still like listening to full length records, and I think the rest of the guys in the band do too. We're kind of fans of that. We grew up listening to full records, and I think we're going to keep doing it, and we'll probably do another EP here and there too. You know, it's cool to take, you know, some of the songs in between while you're writing the whole record, and kind of put those out there as well. So luckily we have the avenue nowadays to be able to put out however many songs you want pretty easy.
Which has been cool, because I know some bands have released records, some released them right before everything shut down, and I'm kind of wondering, like, man, are those albums really going to get their due on things? You guys released, it was September 2019, I think, for you guys, for the last record, Under the Sun. So I know you got the chance to play behind it, but maybe not as much as what you guys had actually wanted to. So do you think there's still going to be a lot of cuts from that record? You guys also want to give that record some more love when you guys hit the road here soon?
Yeah, we'll definitely be playing a lot of songs from that. And then mixing in a lot of the new songs and some of the old ones. We've been working on some new cover tunes to throw in the set here and there. Just have fun. And that's what it's all about, man, is having fun. We've definitely missed having fun with everybody.
We have too. And again, dude, I love the happy hours you guys did, but you know, watching live streams, there just wasn't, it was awesome. I talked to my girlfriend about it. I said, it's awesome to see. I love the fact that bands are doing it, but there's still that little bit of that live, there's still that liveness feeling that you don't get.
Oh yeah. There's something about breathing the same air as everybody else and just being, you know, just hearing everybody scream and be on that same plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Everybody can't see Matt, but he's been smiling this entire time. So I can't wait, dude. It's gonna be so good to see you guys too. And Matt, I had some other questions for you, man, here with the new music podcast we've been doing now on the station. Kind of doing some outside the box stuff. So it's not just the typical, oh, you know, how's the record? How's all this going? Actually make you think a little bit too, because I love making you guys and gals do that. So when you go to shows, I know it's been a little while for everybody. So when I go out to shows, obviously I go out as a fan. You know, I'm not playing in a band or anything else. I haven't played in a band since like sophomore year of high school when I was playing trumpet. So for me, I take everything. I'm not very analytical about it. But for you, when you guys go out to shows as fans, how is that experience like for you guys?
It's awesome, man. I mean, it's cool to be a part of a whole, you know, something bigger than yourself for a little bit and just get lost in the music. It's really, I'm sure that's what everybody feels, man. It's nice to escape the world for a little bit and just be in that moment.
Because some people are very analytical about it. They find themselves like paying attention. Like the one band I talked to last week, they're like, you know, I'm a guitarist, so I pay attention to the guitarist quite a bit. For you, is it like, do you pay attention? Is it just, you know, always getting lost in the music, or do you find yourself being analytical of the bands you're watching or being like, man, maybe we should try that on stage?
Oh, for sure, man. Like I think I was watching a live video of Van Halen playing in like 1981 or something like that. And I'm always watching the front man. And I think it's a thing. I'll always watch like what they're saying in between the songs almost more than the songs sometimes. Just to kind of get maybe some new ideas of like how to interact with the crowd and, you know, learn from the greats, you know.
That's the first time anybody's brought that up. So that's why I'm asking this question, because everybody's got something a little bit different. Nobody's talked about the chit chat in between. I think that's one of the things I miss too when you go to live streams. One of the singers I interviewed a couple of months ago from Soraya, I asked her, you know, what the live stream was like. And she goes, it was really weird between like songs. Because she goes, usually you're talking to people, you're talking to a crowd. She goes, you have like six people inside whatever venue you're at.
Right.
So.
And then whoever's on the internet and you can't hear them. So
it's no, kind of, you're just talking to them. It's like, well, hopefully we're still live and hopefully people can still hear us with everything that we're doing. Right. So, but hey, we could always hear you guys when you did the happy hour stuff. Matt, I've been asking people to stage injuries, your worst stage injury.
It was pretty early on in the band. We were playing like this showcase thing down in Houston. And we all used to do the old, you know, 1970s jump at the end of the show, you know, everybody jump in the air in time kind of thing. And we did that, and I came down, and like my foot caught the monitor, and my ankle swole up to like the size of a bowling ball, and like I had to go to the emergency. But and I felt really stupid because I just, last song, and then I end up on the floor, and then I'm just getting up and I'm like, thank you, good night.
At least it was the last song and not the first one.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's been one lately. Everybody's been like, of course, it's the first song. We go out there and we screw something up. So, well, it's nice to finally hear it didn't happen to somebody on the first song. Matt, last question I have. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, thank God it was the last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
They could carry me off the stage. Yeah.
I'm sure the guys would be happy to do that for you. And some of them have been asking, you know, bands too, you know, rock and metal, there's always a lot of good lessons. Obviously, being in a band, you get very tight-knit and everything else, and you know all about the rock and heavy metal community. So what are some good lessons from the rock and metal community that you can apply to life?
Just being open-minded and welcoming of everybody from all walks of life, man. I mean, I don't think I've ever been to a metal show where they're kicking people out for, you know, the way they dress or the way they look or even the way they smell sometimes, you know. I mean, it's a very inclusive place, and I think the world definitely needs more of that.
I agree. That's been one of the biggest ones from people is, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you look like, whatever else, you know, if you're at a rock and metal show, you're there. Nobody cares what you look like.
Old, young, yeah, doesn't matter.
There was a guy, I'm trying to think if it was Judas Priest, when I saw them back in 2018, I think there was a guy that was like 70 years old. It had to have been with his grandson. Guy was like 70 years old and rocking out. It was awesome. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen at a show.
Hell yeah. Old people like metal too, man.
Yeah, they do. They don't grow out of it. So again, Matt, you guys, Blacktop Mojo, self-titled album coming out August 13th. Taillights, the single, it's out now. We're going to get on for In The Air Spotlights on Friday. The 3 at 3 of Blacktop Mojo is tomorrow, obviously at 3 o'clock. And Matt, where can everybody find you guys on the socials and everything else? And are you doing the TikTok thing? I've been asking bands that too. Are you doing TikTok yet?
We have been doing TikTok things. Kat and I were kind of doing like random clips of cover songs and stuff on there, kind of like we used to do the Matt and Kat show, the live streams that you were talking about. We've been doing those here and there and just playing those covers again and putting them on there. For the most part, you can find everything at blacktopmojo.com, and we're on Facebook, Instagram. I think we're still on Snapchat, all that stuff.
And where can people pre-order the record too? I want to make sure you get that out there.
Blacktopmojo.com. We just released some new merch and stuff to bundle up with the albums and everything last week. So Oh, we're excited, man.
Excited. We're excited to see you. We can't wait. So again, Blacktop Mojo, your guys' self-titled album will be out August 13th. Matt, dude, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, brothers. Good to talk to you again.